Hello and welcome to another Gridiron Gentlemen podcast. This isn't just any Gridiron Gentlemen podcast. We're going to be talking playoff football for the first time this season. It feels like yesterday that the season just started and I was complaining about how bad the Chicago Bears were. The fact that we're going to be talking about them in this podcast fills me with joy, dread, and a load of other feelings that I'm struggling to deal with. To do this, we have Josh. Josh, how's it going?
I'm excellent. And as I said in the Discord earlier, if you're ever looking for someone that knows playoff football, get a Jets fan in because it's our expertise, obviously.
Yeah, well, as Duncan said, this will be the first AFC Championship without either the Patriots, Chiefs, or Jets. To which Will corrected him, and he realized he meant Mark Sanchez, Tom Brady, or Patrick Mahomes.
Got to love the Sanchez.
Because obviously the Patriots could still make the playoffs. So,
Who
yeah.
was the AFC Championship the last time? One of those, it wasn't Mahomes or Brady in it.
Was in the two quarterbacks.
Who are the two quarterbacks the last time it was? Neither Brady or Mahomes were in the AFC Championship.
So Sanchez would have been one of them then.
Yep.
Flacco?
2010.
Oh.
Manning?
Roethlisberger. Yeah.
Roethlisberger. Yeah. We
Okay.
fell down 17-0 to them and then got it back to 17-14, had 3rd and 8 and gave it up, and that ended the game.
And this is why we've got Jets fans talk playoff football, guys.
Yes. I need to go back that far to remember the last time we made the playoffs.
Well, okay. Well, I can remember the goal scorers in the 1994 Coca-Cola Cup for with Aston Villa and Man United. So, it's I understand that entirely. And we have Bass. Bass, how's it going, buddy?
Not very well. From a winter wonderland over here, so
Yeah, sounds pretty crazy
yeah.
with the 50 inches of snow that we just worked out wrong. But,
Yeah. It's also been so long since the Patriots were good there. Been hard times.
Yeah,
It's rough,
so
rough,
yeah.
guys.
It's been
Feel
hard
bad for him.
times, so I
Well
don't
done for
know how you
muddling
do
through
it,
it.
so
Well done for muddling through it, man. We're all proud of you here. Must have been rough. Tough
I know
sledding.
nothing else, so yeah.
Yeah. Those 2 years. Unreal.
Yeah,
We do
pass.
have some news to talk about first. You want to hear about most of the coach firings and potential landing spots, then listen to the last pod. They did an excellent job of breaking that down. However, one more has happened since then. Mike McDaniels has been fired from the Miami Dolphins. Now, there is a lot of speculation that the Miami Dolphins had reached out to John Harbaugh. In typical fashion, the Miami Dolphins are doing things not remotely underhanded. And are doing things that are all above board. Do we think this
Really?
has anything to do with why they've now fired Mike McDaniels?
100%.
Yeah.
There's no other reason to do it.
I look at it
Well, the
like
fact
this.
that we've admit he's a bad
Well,
coach, though, Mike McDaniel. Like,
you don't think he's a
I
good
think he should
coach?
have been fired. No, he's a terrible head coach.
But if you were going to fire him, you should have done it during the season when they were absolutely terrible, not when they started getting better again.
Well, I mean, let's see. I remember looking at this and people were saying they were getting better. Dolphins schedule. So they get blown out by the Patriots. They beat a Bucks team who were on free fall. Get beat by the Bengals, blown out 45-21. Lost to the Steelers. They beat the Jets, which doesn't say much. The last five games, it was 2-3, and their two wins were the Jets and the Bucks.
Yeah, but it was mostly the mid-season where they started to look good again.
That's kind of what I mean. So they started, like, you generally don't fire the coach after five, six games. So they were bad for five, six games, got better in the middle, and then fell away again. Like, I don't know. I just don't think he's a very good head coach. I think he's a
Yeah.
very good offensive coordinator. I just don't think he's a very good head coach.
I have no issue with the firing itself. It's just the way the timing worked that
Yeah.
it's. Doesn't seem completely.
But even if it is for Harbaugh, I don't think you can blame them.
Well, if you want Harbaugh, just go get him, of course, but.
Yeah.
And if anyone has a reason to pay it back, Dolphins as well, it's me. I don't think they did anything wrong here. I wanted the Jets to fire Aaron Glenn. I'd pray the Jets fired Aaron Glenn if there was a chance we could get Harbaugh. Like, I don't think there's a problem with that.
No. And neither option would have been fine for me. So I just don't want Harbaugh on the division.
Yeah. I do think it's a weird one for him to take, partly because I don't think Miami are very well run. I don't think the roster's great. I don't think Tua is excellent. And you're going into a division with Josh Allen, Drake May, Mike Vrabel. Like, I find that a weird one.
Now, I really don't see much of upside with the Dolphins, which are
No.
truly elite players they have. Achane, and that's about it.
Okay.
I wasn't thinking he's truly elite. I think he's good.
Where is other options then? Okay, so you've got Tennessee, right? In terms of freedom, he doesn't have a great deal of freedom. He's locked into a quarterback he didn't pick. Fair enough. I like the quarterback. I think it's a good quarterback. Awesome.
Well, that's kind of what it comes to. It comes to whether you like quarterback or not, isn't it?
Okay, cool. So then he's got, who else is there? The Cleveland Browns. Absolute tire
No.
fire.
I'm off.
No
Never gonna
chance.
touch that.
Yeah, no one's ever.
And
I think they're going to struggle.
if he did do that, it would break the curse on the browser. Nobody wants that. So.
Yeah. Who else are we looking at? The Raiders. I mean, the one thing he'd have going for him for the Raiders is that complete anonymity just gets control of the team, basically.
And they've got the number one pick.
And they've got the number one pick.
Number one pick, more picks, enough cap space. He could completely rebuild it in your own vision.
Yep.
Atlanta Falcons, tire fire, no legit starting quarterback, whilst also not having a first round pick this year.
And no cap space.
No cap space as well.
Probably the best roster out of them all, though.
That's true.
York Jets. Okay, you've got a decent running back.
Here,
You've got a decent
our
Giants,
jobs
sorry.
aren't real. Yeah.
Giants, my bad, sorry.
That's right.
You got a decent quarterback. You've got a decent running back as long as they stay healthy. So the first four games, you're going to do great.
You have a good, and also a very good wide receiver.
Yeah, and great defense as well,
Yeah.
all around as well. Okay, so
But it's New
if
York
the
market,
Miami
which is
Dolphins,
always.
to which you say they are friendly with, the Harbaughs are friendly with, come up to you and say, "We fired our GM already. You're going to be the head coach. We're
You
going to."
can. I think they can offer him that he can pick his own GM.
Yeah, I think that's what they've said. I think they've said you can pick the GM. And I think that GM will be someone that spent a long time in Baltimore learning how they do things, because the one thing Baltimore do very well is put teams together.
And just
Yeah.
hire someone else to do the wide receiver scouting and.
I think part of the reason as well with the wide receiver is it's very hard to get a wide receiver to want to play with a quarterback that was run first. Like, I think when they went for free, the draft's one thing, but going for, they're never picking that high, so they don't get the access to your Ja'Marr Chases, etc. And then when you're going for free agency, you can't force them to come, so you're kind of stuck with who'd want to come. But I just don't think Tua is very good.
No.
But I think the Dolphins in Harbaugh are going to be good enough that they're not going to be picking high again, so I don't really know what their plan at quarterback will be. I don't think they're going to be excellent, but they're not going to be a dumpster fire. So I don't know. I don't know where you go.
You can make some cap savings just looking at it now. Tyreek Hill, bye bye.
Yeah, get
23.6 million you could save from him. Cap number of 51 million at the moment.
I could see them bringing Malik Willis or something.
That's a very
Yeah.
good shout. Yeah.
Thing you can't win with Lamar. I don't know how you're winning with Malik Willis.
True, but it's better than two, I think.
Oh no, I
Malik
agree, but I
Willis
just
played
crazy talk
so
about.
damn well in the last few games he did for the
Yeah.
Packers, so he's gonna get a starting job somewhere.
Think anyone would trade for Tua?
Nah, not with it. He's on a massive contract. He's
Contract's
an injury risk,
insane.
and really, he should have retired. In all honesty.
Post June 1st, 11 million in dead money.
That all.
67 million in dead cap, in dead money. And you make a cap saving, sorry, of minus 11 million.
Yeah,
So then
that
you
makes
probably
more
let him go.
sense.
Yep.
Nah, I
I
think
still think you
they've
probably let him go.
just stuck with him. I think it's going to be the Deshaun treatment, just for different reasons, obviously, but.
Well, I wonder if you can find a team that will take on that contract.
I think you need to give them a draft pick, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry.
It's the Osweiler, Brock Osweiler
The
situation.
Jared Goff deal
Yeah.
as well, yeah. Potentially. I mean, that worked out very well for both teams, really, didn't it?
Yeah.
So,
No, you forget you need to pick a winner in that trade. You need to pick who won the Rams or the Lions. You can't have that it was the right move for everybody. It's just not allowed.
Then it's the right move for the Rams because they have a Super Bowl. Period.
If you really have to pick a winner there, then it is the Rams, yeah.
It's
I suppose.
everybody.
Yeah, they everyone won.
Both
Yeah.
quarterbacks won, both players, both teams, just everyone won. Like,
Was a great trade. One of the best trades. So yeah. I think that's it news-wise. I don't think there's any, like, teams have started taking interest in some of the coaches and started organizing interviews. Obviously, anyone that's in a playoff game this week, they can't be involved. So Clint Kubiak's become the belle of the ball.
I'm surprised how much Nagy is getting attention.
Could just be a lot of them just interview if they say get interviewing, don't they?
I think a lot of people are curious. What's it like to be in a room with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid?
Yeah.
I wonder if I didn't like. I mean, first season Nagy was great. When things are going right, he's a pretty decent offensive coordinator. In the sense that he's not a play caller, so he kind of just lets everyone get on with it. But
But there's always also the issue I have with any if you take an OC of the Chiefs, he doesn't call the plays.
it was always the thing with Bienemy, wasn't it? But
Yeah.
I don't, yes, no. I think a lot of coaches don't call head coaches don't call plays
Yeah.
anyway. I think, especially on the defensive side, like a lot of them don't. But
Well, Eric Bieniemy not getting a head coaching job is fine by me because it's worked out pretty well for us. He's our running backs coach now. So, and
that
seems to
game's
be
got that running game's okay, isn't
exactly, yeah. Must
it?
be doing something right, I think. So, yeah. Although I think that's got a lot to do with Ben Johnson, but yeah. That's about it then. We ready to move on to the wild card games?
Indeed.
I'm not. No, I am. Okay, so we're going to go in chronological order, just go through the weekend affairs. And firstly, we're going to discuss the LA Rams visiting the Carolina Panthers. I mean, the one thing you can say for the Panthers is they beat the Rams last time. It is worth mentioning that. That is something that happened. However, since then, what has also happened is the Rams lost a game. Sorry, the Panthers lost a game to enter the playoffs with a pretty poor record, which is not great. The Panthers have limped into the playoffs and are going up against, I think, one of the true juggernauts of this playoffs as well. Matt Stafford's my MVP. I'm gonna get that one out there now. I think Matt Stafford is my MVP. More so, I think he's definitely going to win it because I think at some point, the defining factor that splits the two is Drake May might win one next year. Matt Stafford might not be playing next year.
Yeah, for me, it's just the touchdowns. Like, I think everything else, Drake May's kind of better in everything by a wee bit. But the
If
one thing that there's a big gap on is Stafford's like 15 ahead in touchdowns or something, and everything else is kind of Drake May by a wee
yeah, I
bit.
believe he's only 10 ahead in touchdowns now, I believe. But the main issue is then, yeah, he threw extra touchdowns from the 5 yard line when the Patriots just ran it in. So yeah, is that better?
Yeah,
Slightly,
but
yeah.
I think they took it away. Even if you take away all these inside the 5 yard touchdowns, he's still got more touchdowns than Drake May.
Yeah.
It's closer, but he's still got more. And I think part of it, that has also got to be an MVP thing because Drake May can just hand it off to the running back. For some reason, the Rams can't run the ball in the end zone, in
No,
the
but
red
then
zone.
again,
I don't get it.
Stafford has Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams.
Huh? Like I
And
said, and
that.
then the counter to that, though, is the Patriots have had the easiest schedule in the league. Like, I think everything you can just go back and forth on it, and I think the
Yeah,
one big
let's be
thing.
honest. If you argue for one, it's fine. If you argue for the other,
Yeah.
it's also fine.
Who's favourite just now? Do you know who's likely to get it?
I
Of
think
the
still Stafford, but
I
it's
think it's
closer than
Stafford.
it was in the last few weeks. Coming closer.
I think
Rolling back and forth.
PFF announced theirs as Stafford, so I would imagine things like that will change things. But yeah.
MVP. Yeah, so Stafford's 182 basically, and Drake May is 85. Do you know who's third? 300-1. Trevor Lawrence.
Fuck, he's third. Fair play to him, to be fair.
Do you know
Yeah,
who's
but yeah.
fourth? Who do you think, Dan?
Don't say it.
Caleb Williams.
Fuck off.
Yeah,
What's he?
no.
I love Caleb, but
I don't know if you
no.
can see it. Can you see it?
Yeah.
I love him. 500-1, but no. And I
No.
do believe he has ice in his veins. But like he's not it.
Who do you think it is? Because it's the 1-2 is clear. The 1-2 is Stafford, May Stafford.
Not a quarterback. It's Jackson Smith and
Oh.
Jigba.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
But Jackson Smith and Jigba's not even get the best stats for a wide receiver this year.
I don't think
Puka
it
Nacua.
matters. He's just been, yeah, I know. I'd still take Jackson Smith and Jigba over Puka Nacua. If I had my way, well, no, I think the quarterbacks pulled away towards the end. I think both those two quarterbacks went blow for blow week after week. And those two were easily the best ones.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams being in there is hilarious. His stats have been good this year as well. He is now the single season holder for yards for Bears, but
He didn't
just
have
missed.
4,000 though, did
Didn't hit 4,000, no.
he? It's
Ah, so annoying.
yeah.
But
Did
yeah.
you see the other stat that's going about?
What's that?
The Bears have got the most 4,000-yard passers in NFL history.
What?
Like the most players who have thrown 4,000 yards for a team combined through all years.
Oh, really?
And so there's like 21 quarterbacks have thrown 4,000 yards for the Bears. But it's because none of them stay long enough to build a career that takes 10 years. You've had that many quarterbacks that have played for 2 or 3 years.
That's such a trolling stat. That's unreal.
You've
But
never had a single season 4,000 yards, but you've had more players throw for
I
4,000 yards than anyone
kind of love it. I kind of love
else.
it.
But to be honest, I'm not that mad as actually by Trevor Lawrence in third now.
No, me neither. I think he's played very well.
The
But no,
last weeks he was
he's been the
amazing.
best player in the league for like 6 or 7 weeks now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Statistically, yeah, and I believe the last 5 weeks, statistically, only Drake May has been better.
Could be. Yeah. I'm just saying, when I watch him, he's been excellent.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's really grabbed the buffalo by the horns. More on that later. But
The thing that annoys me with the MVP is how much it's just it becomes like narrative.
Yeah.
Like it's like, oh, you're good in December or good in prime time games. I'm like, prime time games don't actually count for any more than any other game. It's just people watched you. I was like, the guys doing that sort of voting should be watching every game regardless. If you're voting for MVP, you should be going back and watching every game. It shouldn't matter that it's a standalone game and you watched it. But then the problem is the most of the general public don't watch every game. So then they start talking, oh, Stafford had a good game on Thursday night. He's the MVP. Because they're all saying it becomes it. I just, yeah, whatever.
Well,
Who's the
let's see what
coach of the
happens with
year?
Norbrook. Coach of
Cohen?
the year. Liam Cohen is my coach of the year.
More than Johnson?
I think Liam Cohen is the clear favorite.
Liam
I
Johnson has had less to work with, and what he's done is a miracle.
I don't know which one you meant there because you said Liam Johnson.
Did I say Liam Johnson? Liam
Yeah.
Cohen is what I meant. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah.
I think he had less to work. Yeah.
But it's even here again, you can give it to Vrabel, you can give it to Johnson, you can give it to Cohen. There's so many good options.
I
Even
think
Shanahan, I
Vrabel's going
think
to suffer
you can give
from
it to.
the. Vrabel's kind of suffering from the Belichick thing, isn't it? We
Yeah.
know he's a good
Yeah.
coach,
Yeah.
he's not going to
No, and even more so, he's on the Patriots, so it's the Patriots. Of course, they're.
Oh
Yeah.
no,
We're
here we
back.
go. Patriot, anti-Patriots bias.
No, let's be honest. I'm fully clear. I think Cohen should win as well. So,
I'm joking. But
yeah.
I think Vrabel will suffer from this. Almost like a false narrative that everyone thought he was going to come in and work miracles.
Yeah.
That's not what everyone was saying at the start of the year.
No.
I think they were predicted to be like a maybe sneak into the wild card.
That was my hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no chance for the division.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
I think there that is almost like a rose-tinted, like
Yeah.
hindsight kind of vision. I don't think anyone expects them to do as well as he did. So absolutely deserves to be in the conversation. Personally, I think what Liam Cohen's done is insane, though. So yeah. However, the Rams and the Panthers. Is there anything that makes you think the Panthers can hang with the Rams in this one?
The only
Just the
thing,
fact they beat them before.
yeah.
Yeah, that's it for me.
I mean, according to Las Vegas, this is the only game that isn't close in the spread.
Yeah, what's the
Not
spread?
all.
10.
10.5.
Oh,
Which the Rams are on the road as well.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot.
Oh, it's not close.
Yeah,
That's not good.
No, it's
The Jets were
completely.
less underdogs against the Bills than
Yeah,
that.
that's not right.
I think the Panthers had like this period where I thought I was beginning to believe, and they've kind of dropped off a bit. Don't
Yeah.
get me wrong, Tech McMillan has been consistently brilliant throughout the season. Their run game's dropped off
Yeah.
in the last couple of games, which I think is really concerning, considering how good we all thought that was going to be. Yeah.
Yeah, in the mid-season, Rico Dowdle was running off almost 200-yard games every week, it seemed.
Rico Dowdle was keeping a newly contracted Chuba Hubbard out of the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's just kind of like they can't seem to find a way forward at all in the run game.
I think you can kind of simplify games like this.
Yeah.
Who's a better head coach?
See, I love David Canales. I think he is to the point where I call him David
Yeah.
Canales, apparently. I love David Canales.
But it's Sean
Yeah, I mean, okay, I
McVay.
love Sean McVay more, but like, just.
Yeah. Well, no, this isn't an insult, but who's the better? The better head coach is Sean McVay.
Yeah.
The better quarterback is Matt Stafford. The better defense is the Rams' defense. The better weapons is the Rams' weapons.
Yeah.
Like, they beat them earlier in the year, but weird things happen, especially regular season. Teams going east sometimes struggle.
Also, the Rams have more experience in the playoffs.
Yeah, I see no route here. I think the Rams, I think if I remember right, that Panthers game, I'm going to quickly check, it was like sandwiched between like a Packers game and then or an Eagles game and then a Seahawks game or something
Wasn't
like
Puka
that.
Nacua also out for the game?
Might have been, I can't remember.
Is he in this game, or has he got something horrendous to say before we're taking the field?
One of the worst single weeks of PR I've ever seen from a single player
Unreal.
that involved something illegal.
Yeah, unreal.
It
Like,
did though, because his brother the same week got done with robbing it, stealing a car, didn't he?
yeah,
Yeah. I know that's not him, but
it doesn't help.
yeah.
It's somewhat crazy how bad, because he went from I saw Puka Nacua as being like, do you know what Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
The football is life guy. That's who he
Danny
reminded me of.
Rojas.
Yeah, Danny Rojas,
Football
that's
is
the guy,
life.
yeah. He reminded me so much of him with the hair as well.
Yeah.
And then in 1 week I was like, Danny Rojas would not do any of this.
Danny Rojas did kill a dog.
He did. Danny Rojas did kill a dog. Bless him.
That's now the name of the episode, isn't
Puka
it?
Nacua killed a dog, bro.
Nacua
The
killed a
difference is, I'm
dog.
not sure Puka Nacua would feel bad about it.
Well,
Or just say that if the dog wanted to live, it would simply want to live. But you know.
I don't know. I felt bad for him when he came out with the concussion isn't real. So I think it is, mate. I think they are.
I think there's signs that it might be.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I just don't see a path here for the Rams. I think for the Panthers, I think the Rams are just too good in too many facets, and I don't think Sean McVay will let them fall apart here.
To put it into perspective, the The Cardinals, fucking, they've not done fuck all. We even forgot to mention them when talking about like head coaches, places where John Harbaugh might go.
Yeah, he
Yeah,
doesn't go there.
not going to happen. Panthers have scored 9 rushing touchdowns this year. That's 27th in the league. The Rams have allowed 1 rush, sorry, 8 rushing touchdowns this year, which is first in the league.
Yeah, they're putting the ball in Bryce Young's hands, and that's not going to end well.
Put the ball in Bryce Young's hands, and that, I mean, there is opportunity there, but the problem is what you're then creating is a shootout with Matt Stafford, who's playing the best ball of like he's played in the last few years. And the Panthers simply can't keep up with that. That's not possible for them.
Nah.
So you can't run the ball because you've not been good at running the ball all year. You can't keep up in a shootout with Matt Stafford because your defense won't be able to hold him down. Now, I will say the cornerbacks have played really well for the Panthers this year. That group of corners has done a great job. This week, though, they're up against, for me, is how the Rams can beat them. Okay, so Davante Adams and Puka Nacua are covered. Okay, we've got 3 tight ends then we can get the ball to. Like, they have options. The Rams have so many different options in how they play, and they can beat you in so many different ways.
Yeah. I think Matt Stafford will come out and prove a point, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the MVP doesn't actually get announced for a few weeks, eh? And the voting stays open,
Yeah.
which is
Yeah.
another thing I've
Anybody
got a
who
problem
doesn't
with.
say that the playoffs doesn't slightly factor in is lying.
Yeah. Like, if you think, for example, the Panthers or the Rams are winning this week and the Patriots are losing, for example, bet Matt Stafford now. And vice versa. If you think the Rams are going out and the Patriots are going through, bet Drake May now. Like, if someone was to go and have a bad game, suddenly it's like, oh, like Stafford had a bad game. Oh, that kind of showed. He had a couple of bad games
Especially
on
since
prime
it's
time.
yeah,
And that's the same here.
with it being this close in the voting, it's absolutely gonna affect people.
They'll use it as confirmation bias of like the negatives against each of them. Like, if Stafford loses, it's, oh yeah, he had a couple of bad games in prime time. And that's a playoff game that season. He can't be the MVP if he struggles there. If Drake May has a bad game and they lose, oh, it's they beat up on bad competition. You're like, well, yes and no. Like, well, they had these scheduled, they still beat the Bills. Like, it's, but people just use it as confirmation bias for what they already thought. Yeah, but in this game, I just think it's the Rams. I don't see a path elsewhere.
I think by the end of this one, we're cursing how the playoffs are put together. That's how bad it's going to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't think 10.5 is enough.
See, I do. I think there is a route for the Panthers to win this one.
Well, here's a question for you. What's more likely? Rams win by 14 plus or Panthers win?
Rams by 14 plus.
Yeah, probably.
That's what I am. That's what I mean. That's why
Oh.
yes, there's a route for the upset, but I think it's more likely, which is why I don't think 10.5 is enough. Because if you're picking 10.5,
I mean, it's football. You're in the playoffs. Upset is always possible.
yeah,
I don't see it.
No.
Is it possible? Yes. Is it going to happen? I don't think so.
Probably not. So yeah, there we go then. Rounds across the board, right?
Yes.
Nope. Nope.
For us, yes.
Yeah. But because we've all gone for the Rams,
Yeah.
that means Will is going for the Panthers. It is in his exact words, Rams, but I really want to pick the Panthers. If everyone else picks the Rams, I'm changing this to the Panthers.
Which means he wanted to pick the Rams, the Panthers. He must have known,
He must have known we were all going to pick the Rams.
who's picking the
Yeah.
Panthers apart from him.
I'd be very surprised if you didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay then. And then next game is Buffalo at Jacksonville, I believe. So
Yeah.
no,
Game
it's
of the
not.
weekend. Is it not?
No,
Well, no.
it's Bears Packers next.
Yeah.
Packers come into this one on a 4-game losing streak. Bears come into this one on a 2-game losing streak. Packers come into this one feeling a little bit hurt by the sounds of things from the last game and wanting some revenge. Bears come into this one with a little bit of confidence. It is concerning. However, Caleb Williams has been getting better as the season's gone on. It's like each game is a microcosm for his season. Like he's got better as the season's gone on, and he gets better as the game goes on as well. You know what I'd like? I'd like one game where I'm not having a heart attack in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's
Just
not going to
once.
happen.
Just once.
I don't know, because the opposite is your team gets blown out 30 points every week, and that's not fun.
No, I'm used to that as well, though.
Well, I think my opinion's quite clear here. I've been against one team for the start. I just don't think they're very good. I think they're overrated every year because who they are. They sneak in as a 7 seed every year, and everyone says because they always make the playoffs, so this could be the year Green Bay do it. They're terrible. They're not a good team. They're the most overrated team in the league because of their history and because of the Packers.
Do you want to
They've
hear
got
a
an
fun
average
stat?
quarterback, they've got an average head coach, got an average roster, and they're going to get blown out by 15 plus.
Stop. I can only get so hard.
I don't see, I just don't think they're very good. What makes you
Especially
say that?
with we know Michael Parsons, the defense is no good enough.
Yeah, Micah Parsons is the scapegoat they needed, though, as an excuse.
Yeah.
But,
That don't have their excuses. They're still going to be out then.
I do think they are quite good. I think Jordan Love is pretty good. I do think it is also hilarious that Caleb Williams has now won the NFC North more times than Jordan Love has.
That's what I mean. They sneak. They're actually. It's the. They're the. F it's been the longest time. Every team in the NFC North has won it more recently than the Packers, is what I'm trying to say. But because they always sneak in as a 7 seed, everyone thinks they're good. They're not. The fact that seven seed gets in is a joke. Like,
Yeah.
they shouldn't have made the playoffs a single year. Like,
And
yeah,
yet,
no.
according to Las Vegas, they're the favorites.
Yeah, but that also
I
goes
don't know
back to
how, but.
Vegas is set up. Are they now the favorites? When I looked at it, it was the Bears. I think it was a close game, so it's been moving
Yeah,
money
it's one,
one line.
mine's 1.5.
Maybe
Mine's
1.5
1.5
now.
before picks.
Vegas is also set up in a way, though, that it's who people are betting on.
Yeah,
They
true.
don't really care who should be favorite. Like the Cowboys are, you make money betting against the Cowboys every week. If you just if all you did was bet against the spread against the Cowboys every week, you would make profit. Because the Packers are probably similar to that, in that they've got a reputation as being the Packers. And the Patriots had this for a while when they were bad for those couple of years. People still wanted to pick the Patriots. It's like inbuilt in people. Before they got bad, I mean the bad when they still had Belichick, but they didn't have Brady. People still trusted Belichick even though the team was bad. It's like it's inbuilt. I don't really, yeah.
It is worth mentioning, though, the Bears' defense is leaky. It allows a ton of yards. That is a problem.
They've been good in turnovers. That's their main.
Yeah, they're
So,
built for that, though. Yeah,
that's pretty much is what they're built for.
yeah, but
That being said,
the Packers aren't turning the ball around
the
a lot
Packers
this
aren't
year.
turning the ball over. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but Jordan Love throws them. People just don't take them. The Bears will take them. Jordan Love throws pickable balls. Like he throws two or three a game.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in trouble though. Jordan Love's just announced a pregnancy this week. He's going to be a
Shit, we're
father.
oh no, we are in trouble then.
It's going to be one of those, oh, this is for the baby. This is for my beautiful wife.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll bury him in Soldier Field then for his beautiful wife. But
I thought you meant the baby then. I went, that went dark.
no, dude. Well, unfortunately, their starting quarterback Malik Willis, he is questionable for the game, so it looks like Jordan Love might have to play. I've seen that a few times. It made me giggle. I obviously don't believe it. I think Jordan Love's a very good quarterback. And the fact that I can sit here and I can say that says that Packers fans, I don't have a problem with you guys. It was all Aaron Rodgers. I hate that prick. I'm trying to get hyped. I've watched my lunch break today at work. I did nothing but watch Bears hype videos because I'm trying to get excited for it. I think the Packers can cause problems for the Bears. I don't think we've seen. Let me put it this way, right? In 3 years' time, I think it's entirely possible we're talking about the underdog Green Bay Packers going into the behemoth Chicago Bears. Because I genuinely think what we're putting together at the moment is that good. I don't think it's about the quarterback. I think it's different from Washington. I think it's different from Houston because I think it's about putting a team together. I think it's closer to what the
And the
Lions are doing.
coach helps a lot.
Yeah, exactly. However, right now, I think the Packers are probably a better team.
I think they're more talented still.
I don't trust our corners. I don't trust our defensive line. I think you can run on us. I think you can throw on us. And I think that's a lot of pressure on Caleb to try and keep us in this game. Because then you suddenly start to take away the run game as a possibility, which is ultimately the strength of this team.
The Packers' run game at the moment isn't great, though. Josh Jacobs isn't himself lately.
Yeah,
He is.
but pretty much anyone can run on the Bears.
Yeah.
The Lions, by the way, really have the Bears number. Those seam routes, they just absolutely destroy them. Like every time, it's just like big chunk yards.
Sadly, Jordan Love specialty, though, isn't that seem? Jared Goff's excellent at it.
Yeah, he is really good at hitting that
That
seam as well.
is his thing, isn't it? And it's what their offense is built around. I just think they're the better team. I think start to finish this season, you've been the better team. Well, week two onwards.
So
Packers somehow looked elite week one.
I do think it's worth mentioning that the Packers are very quick to bring up that we won in the dying minutes of a game in overtime, that they'd been leading the whole game. Less quick to bring up the fact that the game they won was because Caleb made one mistake in that entire game, pretty much, where he threw to Keyshawn Nixon at the end of the game. Otherwise, we were driving down to win the game.
And who
No, I
cares
think it was a
if
Ben Johnson mistake, not a Caleb mistake. I think it was as well, yeah.
And
I think you've
even
got, because even if he makes the throw there, you're giving the Packers the ball back. yeah.
You had like 90 seconds left or something inside the 15, and they couldn't stop you. Just keep running.
Yeah.
Run it seven times and get in the end zone. But yeah.
Who cares if you win at the last minute? Who cares? You win.
Exactly, yeah. The
That's
Bears
all that
fans
matters.
responding to every Green Bay fan whinging about it with a doctored banner that said 58-minute winners, well done,
Yeah.
which made me
Here's a
giggle a
question
lot.
for you. Both teams played the exact same way as they did. Jerseys are switched. Who are you picking this week?
Packers. I know I'm being irrational. You must
That's fine. Be
understand what it's
irrational, though.
like.
Be irrational. But you
Yeah.
said that the Packers are the better team. Now, if you're picking them because you've got an inbuilt mistrust for the Bears, I totally get that. Right,
That's
but
what
if
it
you're
is.
picking them, because you think the Packers are a better team, I think you're mental.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's two different things. Certain teams have earned trust of winning big games, and the Bears, like the Jets, just haven't, right? And that's totally fair. But if you're picking them because of that, then yeah, batter in. I just don't get the idea that you think the Packers are a better team. I've not seen it all year.
And let's be honest, I have a feeling Ben Johnson still has some gadget plates in his pocket. He hasn't on these yet.
That's the
Got
one
these
thing
yet.
I'm thinking about is that I think Ben Johnson's been holding back on some things.
Yeah. Certainly did last week.
And as Will has described the Packers as paper tigers all through the season as well, so yeah.
That's the whole feeling you have with the Packers. With the addition of Micah Parsons, you were, oh yeah, they're going for the Super Bowl, and it's been like they're running in treacle. It's just you expect more.
I have a fun question.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons is on this Packers team playing fully healthy. The way things are currently, you just plonk him into this team. Are you picking the Packers to take the Super Bowl?
I'm not
No.
picking to pick win this game.
No.
I
I
might
said this.
pick them to win this game, not the
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
I said at the
I
start of
think
the year, I thought it was a mistake.
I think all three NFC West teams are better.
Well, I
The
said at the
NFC
start of
West's a
this.
powerhouse. Yeah,
I
it's
said at the start of this
insane.
season that it was a mistake to sign him.
Yeah.
Like I thought it was a mistake to make the trade. So no, I didn't think it put them over the edge.
I think what they did on defense last year put them over the edge. Because they were dominating on defense.
Like the third best scoring defense in the league, which is why I was against it. I was like, you're not going to get much better. Like making the changes, you were averaging, I think you kept them to like 16 points or something like that. Again, I can't remember. But I remember having the conversation going, you're not getting much better than that in the modern NFL.
Why not see if you can get Devonta Adams back in the building for one last season instead?
Yeah, like that's like I just thought it was a mistake doing the trade as they did it.
I think the bigger loss for them is Tucker Kraft. And that might be controversial because I think Mike Parsons was having a good season.
Yeah, Tucker Kraft was
Tucker Kraft
almost
was also having a
historically
very good
good in
season as
those
well,
three
yeah.
weeks he was playing. Insane how good he was.
Yeah, definitely. So I think I know where you guys are going with this.
Bear down.
Josh, just want to kiss you all over your face for saying that. It's just so I'll say Will, James, Alan, they've all gone for the Chicago Bears as well.
You'll be grating cheese all night.
Did you see the Bears fan that was literally grating cheese on the Packers fan?
Yeah, if everybody's going for the Bears, I need to go for the Packers. I need to get a game back soon.
Okay, well, Duncan's going for the Packers.
Yeah, I can get them all, so I'm gonna go Packers.
Okay, go Pack, go. Ugh, ugh,
Yeah.
ugh. Well, went for the Lions last week. Went for the Niners, I think, the week before. I don't think it makes any difference which team I go for. Bear down. Going for the fucking Chicago Bears. Let's go. Gotta go for my team. If we're gonna go out, we're gonna go out in the blaze of glory. Let's go, Chicago.
You can't bet on the Packers, you. That's just
Fuck
doesn't
the
feel right.
Packers, man. Fuck the Packers. Anyway, yeah, I agree. They need to do better, Josh. It's completely. Yeah, I'm gonna go for the Bears. I'm gonna regret it. I know I will, but I don't care anymore. Down in the blaze of glory, it's going to be tough regardless. Their fans are insufferable already. It won't be much different anyway. Anyway, Bills Jags.
The game with the MVP of the season. Jacoby Myers.
I thought you said the MVP and talking about
No.
Mitch Trubisky.
No. No, but the difference Jacoby Myers has made for the Jags is insane.
Here's a question for you. There's one matchup in this game that's one versus one in the league. What is it?
You're not talking about Josh Hynes-Allen versus Josh Allen, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Oh, that's elite. They should be doing that for the right to be called Josh Allen, and the loser has to use their middle name.
Or Josh Allen has to take Haley Steinfeld's name.
Josh Steinfeld. I'd do it. I'd let her do that to me, yeah.
If she came to me and said, actually, I want your surname to be B. Jordan, I'd be like, yeah, I'll do that. That's fine. Whatever you want, Haley. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, now what is it?
What are the Bills the best in the league at? Run the ball.
Running the ball, yeah.
And the Jags have the best rush defense in the league.
Interesting.
That decides the game.
Oh, what a fun game.
I think
If the
this is the
Bills.
best game after
Yeah, if the
one more
Bills can
game.
run the ball, they win the game. If they can't, they lose. It really is that simple to me. What do I know? Watch them run for 20 yards and Josh Allen goes Superman mode.
I think there is going to be an element of that, and I think there's going to have to be an element of that. I think the only way the Bills can win this is if they can come out of it and just say, okay, so the run game's not working. We'll try something else. I don't know how well they do though, because I think the Jags, I think if you get, I can't believe I'm saying this, I think if you get into a shootout with the Jags, the way Trevor Lawrence is playing at the moment, that's actually a difficult game. That felt really
Because
weird saying that.
their run game is good. Their receiving game has, and their passing game has been good. Jacoby Myers has been changed. Parker Washington has been good, great these last few weeks. It's
You've
they've
got
been
both Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox look like they're back.
okay. That helps. They're the probably the best weapon each other has had in the passing game. So, because the receivers of the Bills aren't good enough.
I'm just not picking Trevor Lawrence over Josh Allen.
I know, me neither. I can't do it.
If I get burned picking Josh Allen over Trevor Lawrence, fair play. See, if I get burned picking Trevor Lawrence over Josh Allen, I'll never forgive myself. I just can't.
Yeah,
Every
because
part of my body is saying the Jags are the better team, but I'm not picking Trevor Lawrence over Josh Allen. I'm
no,
not doing it.
you know how I'm gonna rationalize it for myself? I'm picking
None of
Liam
you.
Cohen over double his
Show me
name,
down.
Sean Darren.
Yeah, fair. I totally, like I said, I think they'll get a better head coach. I think they'll get a better roster. I think they've had the better quarterback this year. But
For
I am
me,
not getting burned picking Trevor Lawrence over
I'm
Josh Allen.
100% the same way. I just don't want to look back at it and just go, I'm an idiot. What is wrong with me? As I'm looking at a stat, I'm looking at Josh Allen running around the field, 400 yards, five touchdowns, another one on the ground. And just like, why did I pick against that?
And that's what I'm like. There's no logical reason for it, but I'm not picking against Josh Allen in this game. I'm
You
not doing
nailed it.
it.
Yeah. I
Wait.
was swaying towards the Jags, but no, I'm definitely not. That's silly.
Want to look back in 2 weeks' time and they're in the Super Bowl, and I'm like, what the fuck did I pick? Can't we lose to Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor
Huh.
Lawrence reverts to type. Yeah.
Yeah, look, if I lose picking Josh Allen against Trevor Lawrence, I'll take that. I'm not losing the other way. Like, I'm
No.
just not. That's the high-end quality analysis you come in this
We
podcast
think the Jags are a better team that are going to lose because we don't want to be embarrassed by Josh Allen.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, you can see what you want. Like, I'm not picking against Josh Allen by
No.
picking Trevor Lawrence. I'm not doing
Yeah, I will also pick the Bills as well then. Where are you, Bess?
I'm going Jags.
Okay,
Yeah,
you and Will are going Jags.
yeah.
Should be the right decision. I'm not burning myself.
Yeah.
So,
I completely understand, but yeah,
all things created evil.
it,
Evil. Good Lord. All things
yeah.
that created equal.
We're
Even.
not talking about the Packers anymore, Dan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're created evil.
It's just, but the Jags have been so under the radar the last few weeks. How good
Oh,
they've
they've been
been.
excellent. They've won like an average of three scores, like 23 points.
They just
Like, they've
dominated
blown
games.
teams out. And they've played a few good teams as well, but yeah, no, I'm not. I'm just not picking them.
No. Next up, Niners Eagles. Where to start with this one? Lane Johnson's still out, by the way. It's worth noting. Jalen Phillips is out also. Dallas Goedert is out. N'Kobe Dean is out. Jalen Carter is out.
Jesus Christ.
Oh no, hang on. I am looking at a week 18 injury report.
Let's see, I was like, they rested them off. I didn't even know they were injured.
I actually need to find a more up-to-date injury report than that.
Right, that's, I think they're all playing because I think they just got rested. I don't think they're even injured. I think they just called them out. Is because I was going to say this game's coming down to how injured or back the Niners are. Then you started listing out all those guys out, and I was like, right, maybe I need to reassess. My only concern is how poor Christian McCaffrey looked last week. There's two reasons for that. One, they thought the game was getting away from them anyway, and I don't think at any point it was, but so they decided not to show everything, thinking they're going to the playoffs anyway. Or two, they've played him this year like he's never going to play football again, and he's now broken down. He's had something like 300 touches or something absolute,
He's
400
been
touches,
bonkers,
I
yeah.
think. And he runs between the tackles. People think because he's white and small, he's like a shifty back. He runs between the tackles. He runs over people. He takes
He
contact.
also used to be a shifty back, and then Shanahan doesn't play in that way.
Yeah. It built up and he runs downhill. So I don't know if he's hit the wall, but they've just used him too much.
It's worth noting he was very good against the Bears the previous week, so
Maybe not, like I said, I don't know. Maybe it's been a
maybe
bad game as well.
yeah,
Like, it
just a bad
happens.
game. Can always happen.
I just think the Eagles' offense is completely and utterly broken.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know how they score enough. Now, I don't know how they score enough because the 49ers' defense is atrocious because of how many injuries it's got. But the Eagles have Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, and a good O-line and couldn't run the ball on the Bills, who are terrible. I'm picking a lot of road teams here, and it's worrying me. But I just think the three best teams in the NFC are in the NFC West.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of them.
One thing that might help the Eagles, though, is that it looks like Lane Johnson might be back.
Lane Johnson is back, yeah.
Lane Johnson's limited in practice, as is Jalen Carter.
I've kind of stopped listening to when they say limited and things like that. I see after all the Lamar stuff came out, and I'm like, teams just talk shite on it, don't
But
they?
turns out he was still injured. So.
No, but then it was, they said there was
Oh,
one
he was
though
going to
that
play, wasn't he? And then,
he was
yeah.
going to play. The Harbaugh said he was playing, and then he just wasn't. And it's just like, I don't know what's going on here. And then, yeah, no, I think the Niners are the better team. I think are more in form as well. The Eagles are winning games again, but
Yeah.
they just look bad. They don't look good.
No, I don't think we've seen the Eagles looking good in any game so far this season
No.
at all.
I struggle to imagine them keeping up with the Niners' dynamic offense.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think there are things, don't get me wrong, fun matchup. Shanahan versus Vic Fangio. But I think there are just so many ways that Niners' offense can beat you. I think
Is
that might be
Sirianni
one.
in trouble if they lose this?
He should have been in trouble anyway.
It shouldn't be, but is he?
No, I say he should have been in trouble.
Oh.
He is clearly a buffoon. And if John Harbaugh's losing his job for losing the locker room, I mean, Sirianni should probably do that as well.
Yeah, but Sirianni won a Super Bowl last year.
He did.
John Harbaugh has had Lamar for 7 years and never even made a Super Bowl.
True.
But the Eagles are the one team I think could have a Super Bowl last year and fire their coach the next. They did it to Doug Peterson, maybe 2 years later, but they did it to Peterson. I just think I've said this a lot in the pod. I don't know what Sirianni does well, except coach a team that wins every week.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds ridiculous, but they win every week, and I think they're poorly coached, and I don't get it. It makes no sense to me. But it automatically becomes the number one job in the market, though, if he does.
Yeah.
Oh,
With the
absolutely.
way that roster is built, you always want to
Would you
coach
not want to
again.
work with Harry Roseman as well?
Yeah, but I think they're getting dangerously close to the Saints territory.
It
They've
does
just been
feel that way,
winning,
yeah.
so it's like kind of overshadowed it. But I think maybe something like 102 million of dead money next year.
No, that's not good.
Like,
Also, totally understandable.
oh yeah, they went all in and it worked for them. So fair, and that's the difference with them and the Saints. The Saints kept going all in and finishing 7-9. Like,
Yeah, they didn't win a Super Bowl at the end of the season, so yeah.
yeah. But I just think the offense is broken, and I assume it's the OC because he's the only really new piece in it. But I also think you've got an offensive head coach. You should be stepping in and doing something with that. Like, but the Niners' injuries just really worry me. There's just so
Yeah.
many everywhere.
Always. Well, that's because they've got an electromagnetic field next to their stadium. So, you know,
Yes. Yes.
what a load of bollocks.
Yeah, but let's
Was
be
the
honest. The
vaccines?
49ers have had most of the injuries the entire season. They're
Yep.
still here,
Yep.
looking good.
Shanahan should be in with a shout for the Coach of the Year as well, by the
Yeah,
way.
100%.
But again, it's coaches that are established is very good, never won it. Like, It's why Vrabel's getting no chance of winning it, even if he should be right up the top. They never give it to coaches that have been like 5 years in and are known as excellent. It's right or wrong. But I just trust the Niners more, and I don't know why, because the Eagles are the defending Super Bowl champs. They're the 2 seed, 3 seed, the 3 seed,
Yeah.
and at home. But
I think the
I just
Niners
trust
can
the
run up the
Niners.
score. I don't think the Eagles can.
Don't think the Eagles can keep up with them.
Yeah. I think that's something that's what it boils down to. I'm going Niners anyway in this one.
I'm going Niners, and I'm now realizing that there's a good chance I'm going to be 0-3.
Where's that?
Well, went Bears as an underdog.
Yeah.
I've went Bills on the road to the team that I've said is a better team. And I've went Niners as an underdog.
Yeah, it might not be the best week.
It'll be
I
a
mean,
good
on the
week for
plus
games,
side,
because there's a lot of good
we're all
teams.
going, you and me are going for the same team, so there's that.
Yeah, but did you not finish last in the
I did, yeah.
pick'em? Great.
Bass, where are you going?
I'm going to join you this time with the 49ers. I just
Yay.
don't trust the Eagles.
Same. Chargers Patriots. Bass, I'm going to let you and Josh take this while I go get myself a quick drink. How are you feeling about this one, Bass?
It's good it's against the Chargers because they're kind of Charger. That's a help. But yeah, people said with the Patriots being having the weak schedule, which is true. It's historically very weak, but we did blow out most teams in the end. I think for the Chargers, Hampton might be back, so that's going to be interesting. But yeah, this should be winnable for the Patriots. Josh?
So the Patriots played 7 games this year against a quarterback who made a Pro Bowl at some point in his career. Right? So that's 2 games against Tua, 2 games against Josh Allen. That's Lamar Jackson. That is Baker Mayfield.
Aaron Rodgers.
And Aaron Rodgers. That's just 7 games, right? In those 7 games, you were 4-3 and allowed 108.1 passer rating. In 10 games against all other quarterbacks, you were 10-0 and allowed an 82.1 quarterback rating, a passer rating. That's quite a jump. And that's not as if it's elite quarterbacks. I'm counting Tua. And anyone who has made a Pro Bowl at some time in their career. Justin Herbert has obviously made Pro Bowls. Which makes me think, now you were still 4-3 in those games. So you still won more than you lost. And that's including splitting with Josh Allen. And surprisingly, it's a weird stat because the games you lost were actually games where the quarterbacks weren't massive numbers. They put up decent passer rating, but like Aaron Rodgers didn't do much in that game.
No, the game against Rochester we lost because we had five
Yeah.
turnovers.
So like it's a weird stat, but you allowed 108.1 passer rating against the 7 games you played against quarterbacks that made a Pro Bowl in some point in your career. It means I'm expecting Justin Herbert to have a good game here. Now, doesn't mean they'll win because like I said, it's 4-3. You still won more than you didn't. But I think there's been a lot of talk that the Chargers O line it's that bad, the Patriots can get really after them, and in theory, yes. But I just think you've not been good as a defense against quarterbacks that have got a pulse.
Now, our biggest problem so far this season has been our red zone defense.
I've seen that. I can't remember the exact number, but it's something like you're one of the best teams at stopping teams getting in the red zone, but once they get in there, they pretty much always score, which is a weird dichotomy.
It's
It's like don't bend but break. It's like the opposite. It's like we're not going to bend, but if we do, we're snapping. But From a Chargers point of view, the whole line's just so bad. It's so bad.
Yeah, but that's the one of the pluses for us. The Chargers are one of the worst teams in the red zone, so.
Yeah.
Because they can't run the ball at all.
No. And
And
but
most of their
Hampton,
players
so
can't
like I
run deep
said, Hampton
passes.
might be back. So that could be in, that could be a big boost for the Chargers. But
The only other thing that was making me concerned as a Patriots fan is, and again, I'm expecting the Patriots are the far better team here on paper. So you're kind of trying to talk about what would cause the upset. It's not necessarily what you think, but you need to try. It's kind of like we tried to do with the Panthers, but couldn't
yeah.
find it. It's like, what is the route to the upset? Because it is only a 3.5 point spread, which surprised me as well, because home field's worth 3 points. So it's basically saying this is a pick'em game on a neutral site, which surprised me quite a bit. But Vrabel's got a bad history of being a playoff favourite at home.
Yeah.
It's now, I don't think he ever had a quarterback as good as Drake May, and
No.
you could argue that a lot of the time they overperformed to get that high seed that they then lost from.
But yeah, you could also probably say that maybe we both were this year to get as high as well. So,
You could say the same as that. So
yeah.
there's a lot of back and forth, but I think
I mean,
the path to the Chargers winning is basically they need Herbert to have a really good game, and they need the Patriots to have a bit of an off game. I think Herbert could have a great game. The Chargers could play their best and still lose.
yep.
But I think if the Patriots play their best, I think they probably win quite comfortably.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think the Chargers' best hope is for this to become a shootout. But weirdly, I also think the Patriots would be quite fine with it becoming a shootout.
The one thing
Yeah.
to note is it's the first playoff game for
For
Drake
Drake
May.
May. Yeah.
And there is a thing that some quarterbacks struggle massively, like, and I've
Yeah,
seen people
but
say they've seen no evidence to suggest that Drake May couldn't be good in the playoffs, and I totally
no.
agree. But if you'd told me before Peyton Manning's first playoff game that it'd take him 7 years before he had a good playoff game, or Lamar Jackson, he'd have one good playoff game in his
Yeah.
first seven playoff. There's no way in hell I would have believed it. Peyton Manning had three MVPs before he played a good playoff game. Like, it just happens randomly. And if you
Yeah. Yeah.
told me before Tom Brady's first playoff game he was going to be the most clutch player in NFL history, I'd have called you mental. There is just something about the playoffs that gets some people going better and gets some people to fall, but it's not really something you can predict. It's
No,
not
but
usually play into a part either way. It's just something to note.
if if you're gonna go on about that, yeah, then Herbert has something to prove.
He was terrible in the playoffs.
He
Yes.
was.
Four,
So
two picks all year last year and threw four in the playoffs or something like
yeah, he has four in the
that.
playoffs last year, and the other playoff game he has, he was leading 27-0 and lost.
Was that the Jags game, wasn't it? It was
Yeah.
like Trevor Lawrence threw four picks in the first half and still won the
Yeah.
game.
Insane.
Yeah. I think
So,
there is paths to the Chargers, but there's just way, way, way more paths for the Patriots.
yeah, and I think it's going to be in New England, so the weather is definitely going to be an issue. And I think the Patriots have played, we have played the best football the last few weeks. We haven't played good, that many good teams, but when we played, we blew them out.
Don't
I
know what you
mean,
mean.
we,
That Jets game is close.
yeah.
Chargers have Amarion Hampton out by the looks of things as well this week.
Is he out? Yeah, he,
Looking that way.
yeah, still,
You
yeah.
sure you're not looking at Week 18 one, Dan?
No, I'm now on a different side.
Yeah.
But
Okay.
understandable that you would
Because
say
yeah,
that.
because he's been out for a while now, so he might have been back for this week. Still think it's limited. He was, yeah, when I lost, but I like. So,
But question.
yeah.
Set the three wildcard teams.
Yeah.
How would you have ranked them and ones you'd want to play?
I think I would have Church would have been my number one pick.
Yeah, thought that. Then
I don't want to play the Houston, that Houston defense, and you don't want to play Josh Allen.
no, that Houston defense is a freak. I think the path to the Chargers is Justin Herbert goes off a bit. And the Patriots get a bit tight with Vrabel not having a great playoff history in Drake May's first game. But
Yeah. But then
Still
again,
hard to see it.
Vrabel not having a that good. He was the one that ended the Brady pitching shower. So for me, that's the memory I have of
That's what you
Vrabel in
remember.
the playoffs. So.
Yeah, there was the loss to the Bengals, didn't they, as the one seed off the bye. A lot of people forget that because it was the same weekend as the Josh Allen the Patrick Mahomes 13 seconds game. Like I said, I think Drake May is far better than Ryan Tannehill ever was. So there's that going for Vrabel this time round.
Absolutely. Where are we going with this one?
Having
I'm going
said
to
all
be
that, I'm
a.
going to Chargers because I can't see myself. I can't pick the Patriots. I can't do
Yeah, and I'm
it.
just I'm a homer, so I'm going to pick the Patriots.
I think I'm more being an away than you are being a homer with these picks.
Yeah,
I think
maybe.
that's a fair pick without being a homer pick.
No, but
I'm going
still.
Patriots as well. How'd everyone else go?
Patriots.
Everyone.
Not a
Just
bad
you with the Chargers.
rouge. Not a bad
Unless
rouge.
Phil goes Chargers.
No.
Phil hasn't sent his picks in yet. Phil won't go Chargers. He never picked California teams.
last game, Monday Night Football. Who doesn't love Monday Night Football if we're in playoff weekend? Oh, wait, me. I don't love Monday Night Football during playoff weekend. Anyway, we have the Houston Texans visiting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Houston Texans take the wild card spot in a tight AFC South, and the Pittsburgh Steelers limp into a commanding role as the number four seed after the Ravens lost a game by missing a kick. I mean, the Steelers really are limping into this one. The Texans are kind of on fire. The Steelers have played decent in the last couple of weeks, but it's still not consistent. It's still not good. Aaron Rodgers can't throw the ball further than 5 yards, but they are
I
finding
mean,
ways to win.
yeah, that's the best thing you can say. I mean, they're by far the best player this season on offense has been Kenneth Gainwell, and it isn't close.
Which is crazy when you think about it.
Yeah.
Rough couple of weeks last week, but well, last couple of weeks, but they managed to make do long enough without DK Metcalf after DK Metcalf got 2-game ban for punching a fan, which is crazy. It sounds like the fan deserved it, by the way, but still, two
Yeah.
game ban for punching a fan is insane. Eric Cantona got what, like a season and a half?
Yeah, but a flying kick with studs is a
It's a bit
problem.
different, yeah.
But it's also like you need them for the playoffs. Don't want that TV money going down because we don't have DK Metcalf.
True.
But
Oh, so many not people not turning in because DK
yeah,
Metcalf is playing.
exactly. Right. Do you think there's a thing about Thursday night football, Monday night football? Like, not prime time, but extra days rest, day less rest, and stuff like that. Like games on different nights making a difference to how you prepare.
Do you know what? I don't know.
Okay. What about you, Baz? Do you think there is?
It depends a bit on the length, especially if you have a Thursday game, night game 1 week and a Monday night game the next week.
Okay.
That should help, I think.
So
A bit
Mike
extra
Tomlin
rest.
has played 24 games as head coach on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
What do you think his record is in those 24 games?
Bear in mind, he has a winning record every season.
But like
8
nine
and
and eight most
16.
years.
Good
Eight
point.
and 16. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, I think it's. We'll go with the amount, the same amount of games as Bess. So we'll go. It's 24. I'll go 12 and 12.
21-3.
Oh, shit.
He's had 10 games at home in Monday Night Football. He
Yeah.
is 10-0. He has never lost a game at home on Monday Night Football, and he's 21-3 overall on Monday Night Football.
That's insane. That is insane. You doing
However,
it?
I don't know, because that Texans defense against an
So good.
immobile Aaron Rodgers is a scary prospect. Those two edge rushers coming off each end. You know, Danielle Hunter now has the same amount of career sacks as JJ Watt.
Really?
Yep. Matched them
That's
at the week.
impressive.
And Aaron Rodgers is no longer a mobile quarterback
No.
in any way, shape, or form. And he's the sort of quarterback that gets hit once and will go, who you think you are,
Yeah.
and go mental at his own O-line.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers has turned into the only thing you can say about him, he's now a game manager.
Yeah, he just
He's
gets the
not a
ball out quick.
gunslinger because he can't throw the ball, and he's mobile.
Yep.
I think it comes down to yards after catch he can get his receivers getting. If he can get them out in the open when
Yeah.
the Texans are rushing, the only problem is it's not that they're blitzing, they're just getting to him quickly.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you're going throwing against Derek Stingley and company, which will be hard as well. So, yeah.
Agreed. Part of this is that I don't want to see the Steelers too well. I don't like seeing teams like this limp into the playoffs.
No.
But still.
Now we complained about the 7 seed, but yeah. We have teams both in both sides with NFC with the Panthers and the Steelers here that just don't deserve to be in the playoffs. They're just not good enough.
Yeah, agreed. Well, I think they're going to get a whooping. I don't think they're going to be in the playoffs too long, so I think
Yeah.
the Texans are going to win this one. Texans D
Yeah,
is too
same.
good, and I think CJ Stroud can carve up their offenses to carve up their defense as well.
Well, I
Sorry,
don't know about that.
I don't
I think 16 points might be enough to win this game.
Wow, I think it'll be more than that, but I don't think it'll be much more than that.
Yeah, I think the two edge rushers are going to have a field day going
I do
after
as
Aaron
well.
Rodgers in this game. And when they do, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to eventually throw a couple up because he gets annoyed. And I could see Derek Stingley Jr. picking off a couple. So yeah, I'll
Looking
be
to
going
that.
Texans despite me saying the whole Mike Tomlin on the Monday
Well,
night thing.
you and everyone else, everyone's gone for the Texans so far. Bass,
100% Texans.
everyone's gone for the Texans so
Bear in
far then.
mind, yeah.
So there we go. There we have it. Wildcard weekend in the books, predictions wise at least. We'll be back next week to discuss everything that happened during Wildcard weekend. Hopefully all positive for me. Bear down. If you want to contact us, hit us up on Twitter or on what's the other one? Blue Sky. It's just at Gridiron Gents on both of them. Use that, get to the pinned tweet, and come join the Discord, which is where we're actually having all the conversations. And there will be a lot of conversations this weekend. Josh, thank you very much for joining us, man.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, back soon with a college football pod.
Correct. Likely because the games are earlier this week, we're going to do one as a post-mortem, or I might record it tomorrow, post-mortem tonight's game, with prediction for the other game. I'm not really
Love it.
sure yet,
Love it.
we'll get something out.
And Bass, thank you very much.
That was always fun. So,
Always fun.
yeah,
Always.
always.
And with that, we're going to go enjoy playoff weekend, bear down, but the Packers. Goodbye.
Bye.
Right.